This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. warships and fighter jets are headed to the Middle East and nearby areas to bolster American defenses in support of Israel as both countries brace for a possible military strike by Iran. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
U.S. officials say the new military capabilities headed to the region are designed to meet and mitigate whatever threats Iran and its proxies decide to unleash. But they emphasize the U.S. is looking to calm tensions, not raise them.
These are defensive capabilities.
The Pentagon's Sabrina Singh.
All of our capabilities that we have there in the region are defensive and to send a message of deterrence.
Singh also says there is a possible off-ramp, telling reporters a potential ceasefire deal to end the fighting between Israel and the Iran-backed Hamas terror group in Gaza, one that also sees the return of multiple Hamas-held hostages, would be good for everyone. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has overridden a plea agreement reached earlier this week for the accused mastermind of the September 11, 2001 attacks and two other defendants, reinstating them as death penalty cases, according to a memo released by the Pentagon on Friday. The move comes 2 days after the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, announced it had reached plea deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accused accomplices in the attacks. Austin wrote in an order released Friday night that, quote, in light of the significance of the decision, he has decided that the authority to make a decision on accepting the plea agreements was his. He nullified the agreements. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Nigerian police are on red alert and may seek the help of the military after protests against the cost of living and governance issues turned violent in some cities, the Inspector General of Police said. At least three protesters were killed in northern Kaduna State on Thursday, according to Reuters reporters and protesters. Veda Chan from Reuters reports.
At least three protesters were killed in Nigeria's Kaduna State on Thursday, according to Reuters reporters. Police there say they fired tear gas at protesters and not live ammunition.
We are drawing the attention of the public since that some bad elements are trying to hijack this protest.
Protesters are angry with President Bola Tinubu's economic reforms, which have led to rampant inflation. They were inspired by protests in Kenya in June that led to the government scrapping planned tax increases. Tinubu says he understands the pain caused by his reforms, but claims that they are the only way to put Nigeria on a firm path to economic growth.
Veda Chan from Reuters. Members of the International Seabed Authority have elected Leticia Carvalho of Brazil as the group's new Secretary General amid growing support for a preliminary halt to deep-sea mining. The ISA concluded its session Friday with no consensus on a regulatory framework for deep-sea mining. The drawn-out debate raises concerns that the authority could receive an application later this year seeking the first deep-sea mining exploitation license without having rules or regulations in place. A Canadian-based mining company is largely expected to be the first to apply for such a license. The U.S. Justice Department is suing TikTok, accusing the company of illegally collecting children's data. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Federal law requires that kid-oriented apps and websites get parental consent before collecting personal information on children under 13. This latest lawsuit alleges TikTok and its China-based parent company ByteDance violated that law by allowing registration through third-party credentials and alleging that information was shared with other companies. They're also accused of failing to honor requests from parents to delete their children's accounts. TikTok has disagreed with the allegations, saying many of the issues have already been addressed. The federal government is considering a ban on TikTok in the United States. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Canadian government says it has completed negotiations with the United States on an agreement that would allow the use of U.S. space launch technology, expertise, and data for space launches in Canada. The agreement, which is yet to be signed, will establish the legal and technical safeguards needed while ensuring the proper handling of sensitive technology, the government said Friday in a news release. Ottawa has said it hopes to position Canada as a future leader in commercial space launches. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope. VOA.